Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fransky Friday on the Midday Show. We talked to Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
Scott.
Doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Scott, you know, I don't like to bring up the past, man, but like when we were playing the Rays.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, I have to, because I still don't know what Bryce Harper said. Could you tell me what Bryce Harper said when he was talking to the pitcher for the Rays?
Please don't.
I didn't know what he said.
I don't know. I wasn't within earshot. I have no idea what he said.
Because everybody said they could read his lips. I couldn't
read
him.
It was pretty clear, Hugh. He was upset.
Somebody's going to get dumped if we do this.
No, I'm saying I did not. I couldn't read his lips.
Drop it.
Fine. How are you doing,
Kyle.
Scott? Forget it.
On the button.
Forget it, Scott. How are you doing? How are the Phillies looking right now to you?
They look pretty good, right? I mean,
yes.
All's right with the world. I mean, I'd like them, obviously, everybody would like them to be a little more healthy, and they'd like to see Harper hit the ball out of the ballpark. And but, I mean, the pitching looks really good right now. You know, the bullpen looks deep. I mean,
yeah,
deep.
That is true.
The way they're going. And, I mean, if you're going to have a time of year where the bullpen is firing on all cylinders, it's September and October when you want that. So, you know, October, you get to use them more. Mm-hmm. All those off days that are built in, you can kind of lean on those guys a little bit more. So, in fact, they're going good right now. That's very encouraging.
You know what? Speaking of pitching, are we somewhat concerned about Ranger? Because, you know, his last outing, he wasn't the greatest. Are we a little bit concerned about that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, until he shows – I mean, Ranger's a good pitcher, don't get me wrong, and he can pitch with diminished stuff, if you will, better than most, but I think they'd all feel better if his stuff ticked up velocity-wise and whatnot, and his command got a little bit better, but there's a lot of layoff, a lot of time off, and it looks like a lot of rust, and that's something that I think these last few starts that he'll get, they'll be watching it close, I think.
Scott, interesting series starting tonight, and then we'll see the same team next weekend, the New York Mets. The last time we saw them, they were a mess in London. Now, the Phillies are still where they were then, although they had some ups and downs, but they're still at the top of the NL. But now here come the Mets in a playoff spot right now. And what's interesting from my perspective, Scott, is the Phillies are going to have a big say in whom gets that last playoff spot, whether it be the Braves or it be the New York Mets. What do you think of this Mets team now that they come in here and, you know, of those two teams, Mets and Braves, which one do you think looks more dangerous as we head towards the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the Mets, lately, obviously. They've obviously played great baseball. Numbers-wise, I mean, you know, Lindor's having an unbelievable year. The way they're playing baseball right now, you'd have to say they're the more dangerous team. Momentum is certainly on their side. There's no doubt about that. Atlanta, I don't know what the deal is really with Lopez now. You know, I think the thing that scares you about Atlanta in terms of facing them in the playoffs is a legit big three if Lopez is available. The Mets pitching, I think there's some unheralded guys that are having big performances. You know, Manaea's had a huge turnaround for his year and has been a big part of their success. I think the Braves, if Lopez was healthy, that's a pretty formidable 1-2-3. And I don't know that there's too many teams in baseball that are that good, especially against the Phillies. I mean, they've shown the ability to do that against the Phillies. Lopez has, for sure. So you're the Phillies. You don't worry about that stuff. Just go in tonight, go in tomorrow, and try to, you know, count that magic number down and be ready to go whoever your opponent is come October.
That number's 9, by the way.
That number is 9. We're getting close now, Scott. Not 9 is the number for the NL East. 8, I believe, for a playoffs, but 12 for a postseason bye here. And, Scott, that next series after the Mets is really the key there because the Phillies swept the Brewers in June. So if they get 1 in Milwaukee, they have the tiebreaker. If they get 2, they can really push some distance. It feels like the next week is kind of the one last push for the Phillies before maybe they throttle down a little bit that final week.
Yeah, I mean, the next 10 games, because you've got it head-to-head, you can check off all those boxes that you want to check. You don't have to look at anybody else. You don't have to see what somebody else is doing. Doesn't really matter. You win your games, and you're going to, you know, in a lot of cases, you're going to drop your magic number by 2, you know, for one of those numbers you just mentioned, right? Whether it's the division or just a playoff spot or to get a bye. So that's, you know, you just got it right in front of you. You don't have to worry about anything else. Just go win your game.
I'm talking to Scott Fransky here on a Fransky Friday. Scott, the Phillies have a lot of nagging little injuries that have cost guys some time here. Boehm, Real Muto, the expectations, they're coming back. Scott, what do you know about the situation with Austin Hayes? And assuming he's going to be healthy, and obviously real health before baseball health, do you think there's enough time for Austin, if he gets back, to kind of work his way back to being the starter against righties? Because he was that when they traded for him, but he's missed a lot of time here.
He's missed a lot of time. And, I wasn't there on Wednesday, but it sounded like, you know, they're trying, and maybe there's slow progress, but there's still a lot of fatigue going on for him. We'll see how he is today and when they get there, and he'll obviously go through the paces, but running out of runway for, you know, a lot of these guys to try to get back, not only get back and get healthy, but, you know, get their swings right again. You got a lot of faith in guys like JT and Boehm to have a layoff and come back. But I don't know. I don't know if there is, you know, and, you know, Marsh, I think, has played, and Marsh and Rojas really have both played pretty well, you know, by and large. And I think that lessens the sort of the urgency to rush somebody like Hayes back. But he's a veteran guy. He's been around. And I think if he's healthy and if he gets his energy back, gets his legs back after this infection, then I think you're still talking about a guy that's, going to figure fairly prominently in the postseason plans.
Scott, I'm curious. Let's say the next week goes well for the Phillies, and maybe sometime next weekend they clinch this division, and maybe they have themselves a decent cushion for the number 2 seed. So that final week, we know they're going to be at least the bye, and it's a matter of Dodgers 1, Phillies 2, or vice versa. How much do you think they will push for it? Because that is fascinating to me, if they try the final week to get the 1, or are they comfortable with, okay, we have a bye, let's just get everyone healthy and rested before the playoffs?
Well, the thing is if you have a bye, you're going to get rest before the playoffs, right? Because you're going to have five days off, right? You're going to have Monday through Friday off. So if you get the bye, then you've got built-in rest already. So I don't know that they're going to be super aggressive about sitting guys. I think, you know, you're going to see the normal, if they win the division the next day, you're going to have the hangover lineup, you know what I mean? Because there's that celebratory night. And then I think, you know, you're going to see scattered days where, you know, a Schwarber's off or a Harper is off or a JT is off. But, you know, I think you're going to have rest built in if you secure the bye. And I still think they believe, I know Rob Thompson believes that one game can make all the difference. And if it means one game between playing at Dodger Stadium or playing at CBP, where do you think they want to play?
CBP.
Right? I think they're going to still try to go for it. Or, you know, whether it's the Dodgers or if we're talking about, you know, somebody gets hot in the American League and makes a run at it too. I think that's, you know, I think that's important to them to have the best overall record at this stage.
Scott, let's end with this. I think we talked about this a few months ago when it was Bryce Harper in the running first half of the season with Shohei Ohtani. He's obviously not anymore for an MVP, but a guy in here tonight, it seems like, is Francisco Lindor, the shortstop of the Mets. Scott, where do you come down on the MVP when it's a DH versus an everyday player? Shohei's numbers offensively are significantly higher than Lindor's, but he's a tremendous defensive player, and he's got pretty darn good numbers himself. This is going to be an interesting vote. I think Ohtani wins, but Lindor's made a push.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's going to win, I think. First of all, we're just making such a huge deal out of the 50-50, and that's great. It's an incredible achievement, and the guy is an otherworldly kind of player. But, I mean, for me, a guy who goes out there and plays a premium position like shortstop every single day, to me, that's pretty remarkable. And, I mean, it's really hard to put up numbers when you're out there all nine innings, every day, every game. It's hard. I mean, you collect stats, sure, but it's hard to keep your energy up. It's hard to play a premium position and play it exceptionally well defensively like that throughout a season. So it's the same with me for Cy Young. I mean, I lean on people who throw innings. It's why I still think, you know, Zach Wheeler was better than Burns a couple of years ago. I still think being available, going deep in games, that kind of thing, it's important. And I just think that for a guy like Lindor to play every day, he's not going to win, but I think he should be strongly considered. And anybody who plays every day should be strongly considered because, as Charlie Manuel always said, it ain't easy to be an everyday player in the major leagues. It's just, it takes a special, special breed. And Lindor's done it for a long time, and he's having a huge year.
He has. And it's going to be a fun race. We'll see how it ends up. Scott, we appreciate it. We'll be watching and listening this weekend, and we'll catch up next week, maybe on the verge of a clinch next Friday. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There he goes, Scott Fransky of Fransky Friday. Yeah, I think baseball's anticipating the Phillies are going to clinch next weekend. You see what they did for next weekend?
What'd they do?
They moved all of those games next weekend against the Mets to national TV. I think ESPN is Sunday night.
So we can see it on tape.
Yeah,
can see it on the big screen.
I think that they're anticipating a Phillies clinch coming up about a week from now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We got a lot to talk about here. Should the Eagles be careful with Saquon? I say yes. Everyone's calling me plant-based for this. I just want this guy to stay healthy the full year. We'll also throw the Phillies in. Something we talked about with Scott a few minutes ago. Which potential NL East opponent is a better matchup for the Phillies in the playoffs? The Phillies control this to an extent. Who gets in, Mets or Braves? We'll discuss it. Plus a football Q&A coming up at 1245. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We appreciate Scott jumping on there. We'll talk some more Phillies as we go through. A lot of our Football Friday staples coming your way. But I, you know, once in a while, Hugh, I need to put my foot down and just try to lead everyone in the right direction. And I'm trying today. Because we have a running back here in Saquon who's an awesome player. Great week one. I'm excited to watch him play the rest of the season. I saw a guy last week that looked like he could be an offensive player of the year. But it doesn't mean the Eagles have to use him over and over and over and run him into the ground the first couple weeks of the season. 26. No, I mean, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. You can play all the noises you want. The reality is this guy's had injury issues in the past. We want to keep him healthy for a full season. I need him ready for December and January, not to beat the Falcons in September here. Hugh, I want the Eagles to be careful with their usage of Saquon Barkley.
I think the fact that he's running behind a better offensive line, I think the fact that we play in an NFL now where we watch an NFL now where corners and secondary players make business decisions based upon who they're trying to tackle is a huge thing for Saquon. Saquon got in the secondary a couple times, and DBs were like, I don't know if I want that. And he had a full head of steam, man. He's a big guy, 230 pounds. I'm not worried about that, especially if they keep blocking the way that they're blocking, Joe. That's his biggest asset. The fact that he's running behind a better offensive line, he ain't got to be back there dancing, trying to make the first guy miss who gets penetration. He can just hit the hole and go and work up. The linebackers aren't even getting a chance to get good tackles on him because they're working the second level. So getting into the secondary and doing his thing, I'm not worried about him being.
Yeah, I know you're not worried here, and that's fine. But this is a guy that, yes, he has a better line now. And that, Hugh, I'm with you. That will help him. He'll be hit behind the line less. He'll probably run into less, you know, straight-on linebackers who are unblocked. I get all that. But he's had a lot of injuries in his career.
He has, because he's been running behind that garbage-ass line.
That's a part of it. Sometimes, though, it just happens, right? He tore an ACL near when he's running out of bounds.
They were hot garbage.
They were, but he's had injuries, knees and ankles. And, I mean, like, you look at him and think he's durable, and he's strong. He hasn't been super durable, though.
You're not convincing me. But you know what I would do if I was Saquon Barkley? After the game that I had, since you're still talking to the coaches and everything, Daniel Jones and everybody, I would go to New York on an off day and slap every last one of those offensive linemen across their lips and be like, damn it, why couldn't you block for me to keep me healthy? That's what I would do. Slap them. Like, just right across the lips.
Take a little trip on your day off up
on
to New York.
On my day off and be like, he'd be like,
slap
hey, man.
Them.
Just like, wow.
You know what
they knew. They knew what was going to happen. The Giants knew what were going to happen when they knew what was going to happen when Saquon got here.
Well, the owner did. That's why he was crying when they got him.
They knew what was going to happen. Now everybody looking around. If who's the GM? What's his name again?
Joe Shane.
If I'm Joe Shane, I'm uncomfortable, especially after the weekend you just had with the fans out there booing and whatnot. I would be uncomfortable coming to work every day.
The owner might knock on that door.
Yeah, because like you are on the clock, bro. Like I know people don't want to be. You know, it's the first week of the season. Everything that was bad business. Like, you see, they told you in the offseason what it could potentially be if he went to another team. They even told you he still got some tread on the tires. They said that. And the Giants said it. I'm not making this up. The Giants said that in Hard Knocks, and you got a chance to see it. Slap. Across the lips.
He does have tread on the tires. Is he going to have tread by January and February?
Yes.
You keep saying we're trying to get to New Orleans, right?
Yes.
We want to have beignets and we're going to have a good time.
Yes.
All right?
And crawfish etouffee.
That's right. That we're having that too.
And strong adult beverages.
That, no question. Yeah. For a whole week. That's right. We're going to New Orleans. But I need Saquon healthy.
We're driving down too.
I'm taking a plane.
I'm looking at a freeze.
I'm flying.
We're going to drive.
Kyle, you want to fly or take a plane or drive?
And we're gonna play that song by was it Ease Bound or Down, Rolling Up and Trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Yeah,
we're putting the cart before the horse here. Talking about New Orleans, man. This is baseball guy thinking about you, Joe. Hmm. Where you're trying to manage guys' workloads for the long run.
I'm Topper today.
It's Topper. It's plant based. It's all of that. this isn't baseball, man. Like, we need to, this is, there are 16 games in the season. We need to win as many as we possibly can. I don't think this Saquon injury thing, it's not a workload issue. It's just NFL players get injured.
They do. Of course. But the more you do something, the more likely you are to
right.
get injured.
But you wouldn't be saying the same thing about feeding AJ or feeding Devontae or, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a weapon, we paid this guy to help us win football games. And we have a quarterback that, let's face it,
here it is.
Has kind of become a little bit of a turnover machine lately.
See, this is what it's about.
I'm not.
Everyone
let's be realistic.
That wants to run Saquon into the ground is a little worried about the quarterback.
I'm not.
That's deep down.
But is there anything wrong with that?
No.
Like, that's the reality of the situation, right? Like, if that is what gives me the best chance to win football games, sign me up.
Here's what I know. And you can tell me this sports science, plant-based, whatever you want. If you go back to when Saquon Barkley started playing and played a high level at Penn State, he has run the football almost 1,900 times. I got to take care of this guy. I got to have him ready for December and for January. Can we hear Saquon? Saquon was asked about this, and he says, look, he basically says, I'm built for this. Here's Saquon this week.
I think we do a really good job of managing that here, whether I do on my own and take care of my body, or whether it's with the training room or the guys in the strength room. We do a really good job of monitoring that. So I have no worry about that. And to be honest, you know, that's why I train where I do in the offseason. And while I get through camp and during season to be able to take on the workload, whatever is asked.
All right, he says he's ready for it, and I believe he thinks he's ready for it, and I believe he could do this for the next 5-6 weeks, and we'll all be saying offensive player of the year. I just want to make sure he's ready for
healthy
and strong for the biggest games of the season, which, yeah, maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse, but
a bit.
People, I mean, you guys were the ones telling me Super Bowl before the season, so maybe.
I mean, because that's my aspirations.
Well, you need him to get
there. I'm ready. Like, I've already planned out my trip to get to New Orleans via Philadelphia.
You mapped it out?
Yeah, I'm driving. Well, you know, it ain't that hard,
yeah.
You know, but I just have to factor in.
GPS takes you there. Yeah,
GPS, yeah. And I've done it before, but my thing is this. I need to factor in how, you know, like I got to get off the road to work. So I got to get I got to make sure I get to the towns that I'm going through that have a radio station that I can get to get on the air.
Well, don't you have that whole weekend before Super Bowl week?
I'm not going to drive it straight through, though.
No,
that's
but
like, what, 20 hours?
Yeah, but if you leave on Friday after our show, our first show in New Orleans will be Monday. You got time.
Yeah, I got time.
Stop at a Buc-ee's or two on the way?
I know. I'm going to hit the Buc-ee's. That's why I want to go. Stop through Atlanta, pick up some stuff. And, go to Buc-ee's. Get some Buc-ee's. You know, hit Alabama because you got to go through Alabama.
Sure.
And then hit I-10. And then I'm there.
He's talking about putting the cart before the horse. Hughes mapped out his route to New Orleans.
Man, listen, my stop off in Mobile? Because Mobile's like on the way. Then hit 10, and I'm on that.
Brick by brick, you. What happened to you?
Go see some family.
We lost.
This is unbelievable.
We lost you a long time ago.
Like, you know how I am when it comes to this team in the Super Bowl. Because I thought I was going to be hanging out with Britney Spears in the Sphere.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
That's probably best for everybody.
Yeah, it probably was.
It probably was.
When she started dancing with them knives, it was cool in the beginning.
It was not.
Just don't accidentally go live with Britney.
But then it got weird.
Yeah, just don't go live ever. Tom and Langhorne. What's up, Tom?
Hey,
Tom.
Been on hold for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Well, we're happy to have you on, Tom. We appreciate you waiting.
What, baby.
Tom, what do you got for us?
Kyle got me on good. So, Kyle, get a dog being scared about Jalen.
You know what? Shut up.
And Joe,
mm-hmm.
No. Do you? Yeah, Kyle had to yell at me once. He always yells to yell at me when I call. So, Joe.
Doesn't sound like me.
Do you have.
At all.
Do you have, like, your kids check your bed in your closet before you go to bed and make sure there's no monsters?
No, I have to be the checker for my daughter. She makes me close the closet door. We check for the monsters.
I think it's the other way around.
No.
Because you're so scared, and this is a grown-ass man game, quote you. You don't sit there and play twiddly-dinks with the best player, one of the best players on the team. And what is the what is the most single important thing going into the NFL playoffs?
Well, health.
And having a good running game.
No.
Number one bye.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I like those two things go together. Yeah. The best path and health. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How do you expect to get to the number one by keeping Barkley on the shelf?
Well, yeah, the winning each week will be a little bit more challenging, right, if you use him a little less. But if he's not
healthy,
but Tom, if he's not healthy in the month of January, it doesn't matter.
But Joe, guys get hurt.
No, I know you that, can't. But hold on. Kyle said this earlier. Yes, but the more you use a running back, the more chance there is they get worn down. I pointed out earlier, McCaffrey, right? He's a great player. McCaffrey had a great season.
You're talking about injury. You keep on talking about injury. You don't keep on talking about getting worn down.
Both. Last year, the Niners.
Well, being worn down kind of. Can add to,
sure.
Can aid in being
last year the 49ers last year had a loaded team, right? It wasn't just McCaffrey. They had Ayuk and Deeb, right? And they never gave him one time last year as many carries as the Eagles gave Saquon in Week One. And in the Super Bowl, he was healthy enough and ready enough for 30 touches.
Week One was a statement game by the Eagles. The rest of the league knows what the Eagles look like with Jalen, Skinny Batman, Swole Batman, and Goddard. They don't know what it looks like with Barkley. They came out and made a statement and said, we can beat you with the arm, we can beat you in the air, we can beat you on the ground. And that's what they did.
I agree with that a little bit.
And it worked. And Tom, yes. I loved it watching the game. Like, I'm not sitting there during the game scared of monsters, Tom. And Tom, we appreciate it. I'm not sitting there during the game saying, oh, no, stop. Like, I'm into the game just like everyone else is. Hand on the ball. He's hot right now. He's rolling. I just think week to week, they got to factor this stuff in. Because otherwise...
No, I don't think they will.
Because you know what I think sometimes, Hugh? You could almost get lost in the sauce, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to win game one. Run them. Monday night against the Falcons. Close game. Run them. All of a sudden, you're 3 weeks into the season, and we've given this guy the ball 90 times already, and it's like, uh-oh. You know, like, sometimes you got to almost plan ahead of time. Like, they have to have it on their minds. Now, I don't think Howie's going down there and saying, hey, Kellen, let's be careful, but... They have to think about this stuff.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think so. And give you an example. I remember my year in Jacksonville when we got Byron Leftwich. He was the starting quarterback, and we had trouble throwing the ball. And I remember going into games, and Jack let it be known, Jack Del Rio, Coach Del Rio, they're going to run the hell out of Fred Taylor. And they ran the hell out of him. He was like, we're going to get – a heavy dose of Fred.
He had nearly 400 touches that year.
Yes, and he was done. After that, Fred was cooked.
Mm.
But that's because...
Fred was cooked?
Well, he went to New England and played.
Yeah, but he was kind of cooked.
Yeah, but he still... Like, Fred was a home run hitter, man. Like, he was a home run hitter. But that year, because of the situation that we were in, we had to give Fred Taylor the ball because our offense was anemic. But that's not the case here. Like, we got the receivers. We paid the receivers. I think that I understand your concern and what you're worried about, Joe. But to be honest, it's going to be a game-to-game situation when it comes to that. Like, if I'm a defender, second game of the season, the one thing that I'm going into this game thinking is that I have to be wary of the run, especially if you get that play action that they like to do because Saquon Barkley can make it happen. So that within itself is going to slow the pass rush down just a little bit. It's going to slow it down.
Well, and that should help everyone. I mean, I understand that. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Will, what's up, pal?
All right. Listen, did we get Saquon? Why did we get Saquon? To look like pretenders or contenders?
Contenders.
We got him so we could compete with the rest of these teams.
Yes.
So all that sitting them down and saving them, well, come on, man. Like, listen, the league is watered down enough. At least we got our back now that we could depend on that can get us some yardage. So listen, if the dog want to eat, let him eat. He's ready for it. He built for it. So you got to feed him. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing is, what I would do this week against Atlanta, I would really try and activate Goddard. I would like to see him with like 9 catches, 100 yards this next game coming up, man. Because they got to get him involved in the game, man. You can't depend on, we can't put the whole team on Saquon, which we're not. But, you know, we could take a lot of heat off of him if we activate Goddard, man. You got to get this guy involved. And I really keep saying that because he could be a bread and butter third down man. At least try and work on that. And I'm going to say this. With Tom Brady and, like, Peyton Manning, all them dudes, they had a bread and butter third down guaranteed player. Guaranteed the yards, whatever it is. If it's 5, 3, 4, 8. They
found a way to move those chains all the time. And Will, we preached the phone call. Maybe it's because Will brought this up, or he called in and he makes me think of this guy. We keep saying Saquon's built for this.
Yes.
Because what? He looks like he is?
Well, he does look like he's built for it.
But his career says he's not.
Yeah, he was playing with a pack of weenies.
But maybe it's just his body. I mean, they were weenies. But
they were a pack of weenies. Was he
Giants are such a pack of weenies.
Yeah.
Was he injury prone in Penn State?
No.
Yeah, there you have it. Pack of weenies. He went from playing with a pack of weenies. Okay. You like that, don't you, Kyle? You like how...
I do like
that.
It's good spin.
That's very non-plant based.
That's good spin. He was on his game today.
On a Friday.
Yeah. or most running backs just get hurt.
No, he like...
Derrick Henry, now that's why I thought of it because of Will. Derrick Henry is built to lead the league in carries.
Yeah, he's
just... He does it every year, and he's only had one injury, in one injured season. Saquon Barkley's played 16 games one time since his rookie year, and we're looking for 20-plus this year.
No, Saquon could get injured on the first touch of the game Monday. We're worrying about something that's totally out of our control.
No, it's not totally out.
Yes, it is.
Wait, hold on.
It absolutely is.
If you don't suit him up, he doesn't get hurt.
Well, right.
So it's someone in their control.
Okay, well, do you want to do that?
No, I'm saying there's extremes to it.
Right. Well, so the point is, you do what it takes to win a football game, and you don't. The rest will sort itself out.
All right, we'll see. All right, guys. Speaking of sort itself out, I want to throw this out there because we had Scott on a few minutes ago. Scott Fransky was talking to us, and this weekend the Mets are coming in. We haven't seen the Mets in a long time. London was the last time we saw them. They stunk last time we saw them. And what's interesting about this series, obviously the Phillies can move closer to clinching the division. But Hugh, the Phillies actually have a huge say over the next 10 days on who gets the last playoff spot in the National League. It looks like it's coming down to the Braves and the Mets. And let's say the Phillies play really well against the Mets the next 10 days. You know what that means? The Braves are probably getting that last spot. They'll jump back over the Mets. If the Phillies struggle against the Mets or just maybe split these games or whatever, it's going to go the other way. Like, if the Phillies struggle, it helps the Mets. If the Phillies play well, it helps the Braves. So here's my question to you. Who would you rather let in the playoffs, the Braves or the Mets? Because there's a chance we see that team at some point in the playoffs.
I would say just off the top, I would probably say the Mets, even though, what's funny? Even though the Braves are more banged up, man, I ain't trying to see the Braves in the playoffs too many times because it might be that one time when they are depleted as they are that they figure it out. And the last time, it was like not when they came here, but when we were down there.
Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
That was challenging. I'd rather see the Braves. The Braves just, I don't think they have it this year.
No, they don't. They got decimated with injuries.
They have. I mean, they start with Merrifield, the guys that were basically backups on other teams all season long. I'd rather see the Braves. I know there's like you want to like poke the bear with Atlanta because they've obviously been a tremendous team for many years now. I'd rather see them. The Mets have been red hot for the past 3 months, and I'd rather keep them out of the playoffs. Kyle, where do you come down on this? The Phillies have a real chance to, decide who that last playoff team is. There's something 2011-ish about this, where the Phillies, the way they played down the stretch, it put the Cardinals in the playoffs.
Yep. I know the Mets are hot, and the Braves are banged up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not afraid of the freaking Mets in the playoffs, dude. They don't have the pitching for it. And they're the Mets. I mean, we've seen the Braves win a World Series without their best player. Granted, I know they're a lot more banged up than they were in 2021. But, like, how many times can you play with fire in a postseason series and not get burnt?
That part.
Like, that worries me a little bit. Plus, the biggest thing I think we're all ignoring is they have the NL Cy Young winner on their team. In a five-game series, you want to run into Chris Sale twice? The Phillies 5 days off and they don't have their timing, that seems like a recipe for disaster. I'd much rather go up against Sean Manaea, who we've lit up in a postseason series before when he was with the Padres.
That was the Reese two homer game.
That's right. Jose Quintana. Like, I would much rather go up against that than have to deal with seeing Chris Sale. And we couldn't even hit the Braves like third and fourth starters. So
yeah,
do I want to run into Sale twice and then run into Swashbuckler?
Swashbuckler.
I don't want
to
run into any of those guys. Like, that worries me.
But that lineup stinks these days.
The lineup, guess what the lineup did? The lineup that stunk when we were in Atlanta. And they still and who was it?
Swashbuckler?
No, not Swashbuckler. The DH.
Ozuna.
Ozuna. Yeah. Man, come on. No, I ain't trying.
I know. Pitching wins in the postseason, man.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And we'll see him tonight. We'll see how this weekend plays out. The Mets every year a team is bad until June, and then they get hot. I'd rather keep the Mets out of the playoffs.
It's not going to be the Mets.
Probably not, but it was the Diamondbacks last year. It was the Phillies 2 years ago. I hate that team that's hey, they were bad, and then they were left for dead, and then they come back. I want the Mets nowhere near the postseason. Give me Atlanta. The Phillies have their number in October anyway. What are you guys afraid of the Braves for? Don't we?
We've never lost a postseason series to the Braves. You know how I feel about history, man. Doesn't matter. One of these days is going to catch up to us.
Yeah, it's not against Whit Merrifield. You guys are wild. All right, let's talk to David Chester. What's up, Dave?
Hello, guys.
Hello, Dave.
Joe, you're driving me crazy today.
What did I do?
So I'm just going to spit three things at you here. You ready?
Yes.
An undrafted running back pitched to a third-string tight end who threw the pass to a backed-up quarterback in the Super Bowl. We're talking about injuries. The coaches got to do their job, man. If he gets hurt, next man up. We faced the biggest adversity losing our quarterback and won the Super Bowl. And you're talking about Barkley, who's an amazing player. But on this offense, they all complement each other. If he had six touches on Friday night, you'd be screaming from the mountaintops, you don't pay $13 million to a running back to give him six.
You're right about that, Dave. I would. And I can't, I mean, what do you want me to do? You hit me with the Philly special? How am I supposed to retort
to that?
That's
tough.
You hit me with that,
Nick
Dave.
Foles weekend, man.
Dave,
you lose.
You got me on that. By the way, we're going to have Nick Foles on the pregame show Monday night, so I'm very excited for that.
So
Dave,
wait a minute. Does Nick Foles weekend start today? Because this is technically the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, yeah.
And it rolls through Monday? So what are the festivities that we're going to have? Are we going to have, like, drink specials somewhere or whatever?
What Foles drink specials, Philly special. Mm-hmm. Philly special will be the special. I don't know what that would consist of, but it'd be a heck of a drink. Dave, it's hard for me to argue with you on that, but I'd rather not lose Saquon and try to make up for it.
I would rather not lose him too, but the point I was trying to make there, Joe, is this team is so complementary to each other. Like, AJ didn't go off, Devontae didn't go off, Dallas didn't even touch the ball. I mean, I'm curious to see what happens when Dotson finally gets behind the safety and no one's worried about him because everything underneath, and they got to respect Saquon. I mean, I get it. He's a wonderful player. He is one of the best players in the league, in my opinion. He's been since he's been out. He just was on a dreadful offense. But they're all going to complement each other. I don't think we got to worry about 26 touches a game. There might be games you only get 7 or 8 touches, and when you tally it all together, it'll all equal out right at the end of the day.
You're probably right, Dave. And if it does, Dave, we appreciate it. Then they're going to be fine. I just want to make sure they're careful. That's all. I'm just asking for careful, not scared. Careful.
He was playing with a pack of weenies, though, man.
I don't disagree.
They're in the press conferences.
They're weenies, yeah.
They're asking for not to boo them. Like
they're weenies.
You're doing booable things, though.
Yeah. when you do booable things, you get booed.
You're doing booable things.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Mets or Braves? Who would you rather see in the playoffs? I'd rather let the Braves in. I think they're not good this year. The Mets have been hot for a while. Phillies control a lot of this. Saquon Barkley, you're with me? Should they be careful with the usage, or are you with these guys either not worrying about it or obviously being scared about Jalen here? 215-592-9499 for your calls and a Q&A on a Friday. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back, call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
I get it, gonna run. Let him run.
It's like the subliminal messaging. Yeah. So everyone agrees they gotta run Saquon. Don't be careful. No, they should be careful. Of course they should. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Q&A coming up in just a few minutes. Next hour, you know what we gotta do. Guess the takes for week number two in the NFL. And I don't even know if this is an investigation. Something happened at WIP that we need to address.
It's a
on
scandal.
The air. That's a good word for it. A scandal at WIP we'll address on the air, unfiltered, coming up at 1:45. Andy in Deptford. Hey, Andy.
Fellas, we live. We hot. What's going on?
What's
Happy
up,
Friday.
Man?
How we doing, Andy?
Yo, before I get to NFL, what's up with the Sixers in Camden? That thing seems to be picking up some traction. What do you guys feel about that?
You're talking about moving to Camden
It feels like they're putting the pressure on the city to help them get something done here. I
don't think they're going to Camden, man.
I hope it's a bluff. Andy.
Why not? Hugh, why you hating on Camden?
I'm not hating on Camden.
Camden sucks.
Camden's different. Camden is different.
They have the connection over there. Their practice facilities. Yeah. I could see
that's
why it's picking up steam
it
here.
It stinks. No one wants to go to Camden.
I want them to stay where they are. I don't leave them alone.
Yeah, but I think they lost the leases up, and it seems like, you know, they're trying to move them out of that stadium. I don't know.
Yeah, so, it feels like they're putting pressure to get it built in Center City, the arena they want.
Didn't the Eagles do that before, like when they were talking about years ago, potentially moving to L.A.?
At one point, it was Arizona. There was pressure.
Oh, it was Arizona. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was more ownership thing. I don't think it was a stadium thing.
Well, I think it was. It was a part of that because it was like they wanted to build a new stadium.
Right.
And they were threatening to move if the city, you know, didn't do what they did.
I mean, most of the time it's bluffs, but then once in a while, you know, like Baltimore woke up and the Colts were, you know, on their way to Indianapolis. So, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, we could wake up and they're playing in Camden one day. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, bring them over the bridge. And as far as NFL, before I get to the Eagles, I mean, you look at that whole Tua situation. The NFL, they always try and preach player safety. But, I mean, all they're trying to get is more games with these guys. And then you look at Tua, I've never seen a player, even going back to 2022 when he had them first couple concussions, on the ground with those type of signs, like he's throwing up gang signs. Like, I never seen that in my life. Like, it's like, something's going on with that guy. And, you know, he's probably not going to protect himself. So at this point, it seems like somebody else may have to jump in and protect that. I mean, I know it's a little bit confusing with the contract that he just signed and all that money, but I think it's got to be health first. I mean, we all know it's a violent sport, but, you know, when you see him on the ground, it's laid out like that, and that wasn't even a violent hit, really. Like,
yeah, it's not that hard. I feel like, you know, because I saw the same thing you did. I didn't see the severity of it when they were talking about he was in the fencing position.
Yeah, and he did that before when he got the couple years ago.
But I'm pretty sure that when he went in there and his family was talking to him, they were talking about his kids and stuff were in there. That he's at the point where that's going to have to be a real conversation. It has to be.
Yeah, man, because you look at Andrew Luck when he stepped away, and I think Andrew Luck was a way better quarterback.
He was. I agree with you. All right, what do you think about Saquon, Andy? Careful or no?
As far as Saquon, man, you got to let Saquon cook. We ain't bring him here to put handcuffs on him. I mean, you know, most games I don't foresee him getting that many touches, but, you know, that's just kind of how that game unfolded. You know what I'm saying? We got a big lead. We ran that 4-minute offense, so we was trying to wear them down, moving, eating up that clock, moving the chains. You know, so I think that game kind of warranted more carries with Saquon, and he was so effective too at the same time. So it's like if he's getting 7-8 yards a pop, scoring 3 touchdowns, catching crazy catches out the backfield, it's like we're not going to pump the brakes on that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the offense is so. It's so layered to where that could be AJ next game, or that could be Smitty next game, where it's like, you know, we can come at you in waves. So I think it's a great problem to have, and I'm definitely not for putting the cuffs on them.
Well, it's a great problem to have. Andy, we appreciate it because it means they have great players, and it means they have guys that could go off at any time. And this happened 2 years ago, first game of the season, Devontae didn't have a catch, and the end of the year with a ton of catches. So it will probably even out. I just want them to have it in mind. Be careful a little bit here, because if you're in the mode of, hey, we just got to play to win the game, like you do that 4 or 5 straight weeks, you don't even realize you wake up one day, and he's got half as touch as he ever had in his career. All right, before we go any further, we do it every Friday. It's time for a little Q&A here.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is UNA on 94WIP.
Yes, and it is sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
All right, here's my Q&A question for you this
week. What you got?
Did you like primetime games, Monday night games, or did you feel like the week it like took forever to get to kickoff? Did you enjoy it?
I like the primetime games. And if you want me to tell you why, because I was from a small town, and I used to say this, and guys used to get a kick out of me before the game. I used to be like, everybody is watching the game. You're the only game in town. Remember that cheerleader that you tried to date in high school that never gave you the time of day?
She's watching this one.
Guess who's watching that game? Do you know, and I used to say this, and Cash used to laugh, I used to say it in the huddle. Like, do you talk about the level of groupie love that you will get if you win this game tonight? Is going to be through the roof because you are the only game that's playing. The beautiful part about being on Monday Night Football, man, was that the coach and who else was watching? Sharon Plew. Remember the lady that fired me from McDonald's? She watched the Monday Night game, and when she saw me, she saw how successful I was. So that's the beauty of playing on Monday night. Everybody that thought you were going to be a nobody in life gets to see you out there winning football games.
That was the beautiful thing. Now I got to check this. I wonder if you had better statistics playing at night. I wonder if it kind of factored into your mind if you were a better player.
No, man,
because you had your interception
here,
at night game.
I tell you what, when I got here, the first time in 98, we played on Monday night, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, was the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they beat the brakes off of us. I'll never forget that. Because I remember Emmett damn near tore my arm off when I was trying to make an arm tackle against Emmett. And Larry Allen folded me like a cheap suit on the goal line. Never forget those two plays. But I remember that night because everybody and their mother was watching. And to be from Mansfield, Ohio, where I'm originally from, and to be able to say Hugh Douglas, Central State University, Mansfield, Ohio, to have my name on, man, that was a huge deal. That was a huge deal. So, yeah, Monday night is where it's at, man.
I like it. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to discuss here. 1 o'clock hour. We'll get all your phone calls up here. Should the Eagles be careful with the usage of Saquon Barkley? Plus, Micah Parsons, once again, inching closer to eventually becoming an Eagle. You got to hear what he said. Every time this guy talks with the Eagles, I feel like he wants to be here. We'll hear from Micah, your phone calls. Phillies, who do you want to play? Mets or Braves? Who are you letting in the playoffs? I'd rather let the Braves in. I don't consider them a threat at all. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We appreciate Scott jumping on there. We'll talk some more Phillies as we go through. A lot of our Football Friday staples coming your way. But I, once in a while, Hugh, I need to put my foot down and just try to lead everyone in the right direction. And I'm trying today because we have a running back here in Saquon who's an awesome player. Great week one. I'm excited to watch him play the rest of the season. I saw a guy last week that looked like he could be an offensive player of the year. But it doesn't mean the Eagles have to use him over and over and over and run him into the ground the first couple weeks of the season. 26. No, I mean, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. You can play all the noises you want. The reality is this guy's had injury issues in the past. We want to keep him healthy for a full season. I need him ready for December and January, not to beat the Falcons in September here. Hugh, I want the Eagles to be careful with their usage of Saquon Barkley.
I think the fact that he's running behind a better offensive line, I think the fact that we play in an NFL now where we watch an NFL now where corners and secondary players make business decisions based upon who they're trying to tackle is a huge thing for Saquon. Saquon got in the secondary a couple times, and DBs were like, I don't know if I want that. And he had a full head of steam, man. He's a big guy, 230 pounds. I'm not worried about that, especially if they keep blocking the way that they're blocking, Joe. That's his biggest asset. The fact that he's running behind a better offensive line, he ain't got to be back there dancing, trying to make the first guy miss who gets penetration. He can just hit the hole and go and work up. The linebackers aren't even getting a chance to get good block, good tackles on him because they're working the second level. So getting into the secondary and doing his thing, I'm not worried about him being.
Yeah, I know you're not worried here, and that's fine. But this is a guy that, yes, he has a better line now. And that, Hugh, I'm with you. That will help him. He'll be hit behind the line less. He'll probably run into less, you know, straight-on linebackers who are unblocked. I get all that. But he's had a lot of injuries in his career.
He has, because he's been running behind that garbage-ass line.
That's
that
a part
had,
of it. Sometimes,
Giants.
Though, it just happens, right? He tore an ACL near when he's running out of bounds.
They were
once.
Hot garbage.
They were, but he's had injuries, knees and ankles, and I mean, like you look,
know what?
You look at him and think
Barkley,
he's durable, and he's strong. He hasn't been super durable though.
You're not convincing me. Hmm. But you know what I would do
What's
if
that?
I was Saquon Barkley after the game that I had. Since you still talking to the coaches and everything, Daniel Jones and everybody. I would go to New York on an off day and slap every last one of those offensive linemen across their lips and be like, damn it, why couldn't you block for me to keep me healthy? That's what I would do. Slap them. Like, just right across the lips.
Take a little trip on your day off up
on
to New York.
On my day off and be like, he'd be like,
slap
hey, man.
Them.
Just like, wow.
You know what
they knew. They knew what was going to happen. The Giants knew what were going to happen when they knew what was going to happen when Saquon
well, the
got
owner
here.
Did. That's why he was crying
they
when they got
it.
Him.
They knew what was going to happen. Now everybody looking around. If who's the GM? What's his name again?
Joe Shane.
If I'm Joe Shane, I'm uncomfortable, especially after the weekend you just had with the fans out there booing and whatnot. I would be uncomfortable coming to work every day.
The
you
owner,
know why?
Owner might knock on that door.
Yeah, because
you're
like,
out.
You are on the clock, bro. Like, I know people don't want to be. You know, it's the first week of the season. Everything that was bad business. Like, you see, they told you in the offseason what it could potentially be if he went to another team. They even told you he still got some tread on the tires. They said that. And the Giants said it. I'm not making this up. The Giants said that in Hard Knocks, and you got a chance to see it. Slap across the lips.
He does have tread on the tires. Is he going to have tread by January and February?
Yes.
You keep saying we're trying to get to New Orleans, right?
Yes.
We want to have beignets and we're
beignets,
having a good time.
Yes.
All right. I
and
need
crawfish etouffee.
That's right. That we're having
and,
that too.
And strong adult beverages.
That no question yeah. for a whole week. That's right. We're going. Yeah. We're going to New Orleans. But I need Saquon healthy.
We're driving down too.
No, I'm taking. A plane.
I'm looking at the freezer.
I'm flying.
We're gonna drive.
Kyle, you want to fly or take a plane or drive?
And we're gonna play that. We're gonna play that song by was it Ease Bound Down, Rolling Up and Trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Yeah, we gonna get it. We gonna play the
we are.
And the bandit
we're
song.
Putting the cart before the horse here, talking about New Orleans, man. This is baseball guy thinking about you, Joe.
Hmm.
Where you're trying to manage guys' workloads for the long run.
I'm Topper today.
It's Topper. It's plant based. It's all of that. This isn't baseball, man. Like, we need to, there are 16 games in the season. We need to win as many as we possibly can. I don't think this Saquon injury thing, it's not a workload issue. It's just NFL players get injured.
They do. Of course. But the more you do something, the more likely you are to
right.
get injured.
But you wouldn't be saying the same thing about feeding AJ or feeding Devontae. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a weapon. We paid this guy to help us win football games. And we have a quarterback that, let's face it,
here it is.
Has kind of become a little bit of a turnover machine lately.
See, this is what it's about.
I'm not.
Everyone
let's be realistic.
That wants to run Saquon into the ground is a little worried about the quarterback.
I'm not.
That's
I'm
a petite like, down.
But is there anything wrong with that?
No.
Like, that's the reality of the situation, right? Like, if that is what gives me the best chance to win football games, sign me up.
Here's what I know, and you can tell me this sports science, plant-based, whatever you want. If you go back to when Saquon Barkley started playing and played a high level at Penn State, he has run the football almost 1,900 times. I got to take care of this guy. I got to have him ready for December and for January. Can we hear Saquon? Saquon was asked about this, and he says, look, he basically says, I'm built for this. Here's Saquon this week.
I think we do a really good job of managing that here, whether I do on my own and take care of my body, or whether it's with a training room or the guys amazing in the strength room. We do a really good job of monitoring that. So I have no worry about that. And to be honest, you know, that's why I train where I do in the offseason and while I get in camp and during season to be able to take on the workload or whatever is asked.
All right, he says he's ready for it, and I believe he thinks he's ready for it, and I believe he could do this for the next 5-6 weeks, and we'll all be saying offensive player of the year. I just want to make sure he's ready for
healthy
and strong for the biggest games of the season. Which, yeah, maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse, but
a bit.
People, I mean, you guys were the ones telling me Super Bowl before the season, so maybe
I mean because that's my aspirations.
Well, you need him to get
I'm ready. Like, I've already planned out my trip to get to New Orleans via Philadelphia.
You mapped it out?
Yeah, I'm driving. Well, you know, it ain't that hard, yeah. You know, but I just have to factor in.
GPS takes you there. Yeah,
yeah, GPS, yeah. And I've done it before, but my thing is this. I need to factor in how, you know, like I got to get off the road to work. So I got to get I got to make sure I get to town, to the towns that I'm going through that have a radio station that I can get to get on the air.
Well, don't you have that whole weekend before Super Bowl week?
I'm not going to drive it straight through, though.
No,
that's
but
like, what, 20 hours?
Yeah, but if you leave on Friday after our show, our first show in New Orleans will be Monday. You got time.
Yeah, I got time.
Stop at a Buc-ee's or two on the way?
I know. I'm going to hit the Buc-ee's. That's why I want to go. Stop through Atlanta, pick up some stuff. And, go to Buc-ee's. Get some Buc-ee's. You know, hit Alabama because you got to go through Alabama.
Sure.
And then hit I-10. And then I'm there.
He's talking about putting the cart before the horse. Hughes mapped out his route to New Orleans.
Man, listen, my stop off in Mobile? Because Mobile's like on the way. Then hit 10, and I'm on that.
Brick by brick, what happened to you?
Go see some family.
We lost this.
This is unbelievable.
We lost you a long time ago.
Like, you know how I am when it comes to this team in the Super Bowl, because I thought I was going to be hanging out with Britney Spears in the Sphere.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
That's probably best for everybody.
Yeah, it probably was.
It probably was.
When she started dancing with them knives, it was cool in the beginning.
It was not.
Just don't accidentally go live with Britney.
But then it got weird.
Yeah, just don't go live ever. Tom and Langhorne. What's up, Tom?
Hey,
Tom.
Been on hold for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Well, we're happy to have you on, Tom. We appreciate you waiting.
Oh, baby.
Tom, what do you got for us?
Kyle got me on good. So, Kyle, get a dog being scared about Jalen.
You know what? Shut up.
And Joe?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do you? Yeah, Kyle had to yell at me once. He always yells to yell at me when I call. So, Joe.
Doesn't sound like me.
Do you have
at all.
Do you have, like, your kids check your bed in your closet before you go to bed and make sure there's no monsters?
No, I have to be the checker for my daughter. She makes me close the closet door. We check for the monsters.
I think it's the other way around.
No.
Because you're so scared, and this is a grown-ass man games, quote you. You don't sit there and play twiddly-dinks with the best player, one of the best players on the team. And what is the What is the most single important thing going into the NFL playoffs?
Well, health.
And having a good running game.
No.
Number one bye.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I like those two things go together. Yeah. The best path and health. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How do you expect to get to the number one by keeping Barkley on the shelf?
Well, yeah, that winning each week will be a little bit more challenging, right, if you use him a little less. But if he's not Tom, if he's not healthy in the month of January, it doesn't matter.
But, Joe, guys get hurt.
No, I know that, but hold on. Kyle said this earlier. Yes, but the more you use a running back, the more chance there is they get worn down. I pointed out earlier, McCaffrey, right? He's a great player. McCaffrey had a great season.
You're talking about injury. You keep on talking about injury. You don't keep on talking about getting worn down.
Both. Last year, the Niners.
Well, being worn down kind of can add.
Sure.
Can aid in being.
Last year, the 49ers last year had a loaded team, right? It wasn't just McCaffrey. They had Ayuk and Deebo. Right. And they never gave him one time last year as many carries as the Eagles gave Saquon in week one. And in the Super Bowl, he was healthy enough and ready enough for 30 touches.
Week one was a statement game by the Eagles. The rest of the league knows what the Eagles look like with Jalen, Skinny Batman, Swole Batman, and Goddard. They don't know what it looks like with Barkley. They came out and made a statement and said, we can beat you with the arm, we can beat you in the air, we can beat you on the ground. And that's what they did.
I agree with that a little bit.
And it worked. And Tom, I loved it watching the game. Like, I'm not sitting there during the game scared of monsters, Tom. And Tom, we appreciate it. I'm not sitting there during the game saying, oh, no, stop it. Like, I'm into the game just like everyone else is. Hand on the ball. He's hot right now. He's rolling. I just think week to week, they got to factor this stuff in. Because otherwise...
No, I don't think they will.
Because you know what I think sometimes, Hugh? You could almost get lost in the sauce, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to win game one. Run them. Monday night against the Falcons. Close game. Run them. All of a sudden, you're 3 weeks into the season, and we've given this guy the ball 90 times already, and it's like, uh-oh. You know, like, sometimes you got to almost plan ahead of time. They have to have it on their minds. Now, I don't think Howie's going down there and saying, hey, Kellen, let's be careful, but... They have to think about this stuff.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think so. And give you an example. I remember my year in Jacksonville. when we got Byron Leftwich, he was the starting quarterback, and we had trouble throwing the ball. And I remember going to the games, and Jack let it be known, Jack Del Rio, Coach Del Rio, they're going to run the hell out of Fred Taylor. And they ran the hell out of him. He was like, we're going to get a heavy dose of Fred.
He had nearly 400 touches that year.
Yes, and he was done. After that, Fred was cooked.
Mm.
But that's because...
Fred was cooked?
Well, he went to New England and played.
Yeah, but he was kind of cooked.
Yeah, but he still... Like, Fred was a home run hitter, man. Like, he was a home run hitter. But that year, because of the situation that we were in, we had to give Fred Taylor the ball because our offense was anemic. But that's not the case here. Like, we got the receivers. We paid the receivers. I think that I understand your concern and what you're worried about, Joe. But to be honest, it's going to be a game-to-game situation when it comes to that. Like, if I'm a defender, second game of the season, the one thing that I'm going into this game thinking is that I have to be wary of the run, especially if you get that play action that they like to do, because Saquon Barkley can make it happen. So that within itself is going to slow the pass rush down just a little bit. It's going to slow it down.
Well, and that should help everyone. I mean, I understand that. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Will, what's up, pal?
All right. Listen, did we get Saquon? Why did we get Saquon? To look like pretenders or contenders?
Contenders.
We got him so we could compete with the rest of these teams.
Yes.
So all that sitting them down and saving them, come on, man. Like, listen, the league is watered down enough. At least we got our back now that we could depend on, that can get us some yardage. So listen, if the dog want to eat, let him eat. He said he's ready for it. He built for it. So you got to feed him. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing is, what I would do this week against Atlanta, I would really try and activate Goddard. I would like to see him with like 9 catches, 100 yards this next game coming up, man. Because they got to get him involved in the game, man. You can't depend on – we can't put the whole team on Saquon, which we're not. But, you know, we could take a lot of heat off of him if we activate Goddard, man. You got to get this guy involved. And I really keep saying that because he could be a bread and butter third down man. At least try and work on that. And I'm going to say this. With Tom Brady and, like, Peyton Manning, all them dudes, they had a bread and butter third down guaranteed player. Guaranteed the yards, whatever it is. If it's 5, 3, 4, 8. They
found a way to move those chains all the time. And Will, we preached the phone call. Maybe it's because Will brought this up, or he called in and he makes me think of this guy. We keep saying Saquon's built for this.
Yes.
Because what? He looks like he is?
Well, he does look like he's built for it.
But his career says he's not.
He was playing with a pack of weenies.
But maybe it's just his body. I mean, they were weenies. But
they were a pack of weenies. Was he
the Giants are such a pack of weenies.
Yeah.
Was he injury prone in Penn State?
No.
Yeah, there you have it. Pack of weenies. He went from playing with a pack of weenies.
Okay.
You like that, don't you, Kyle? You like how...
I do like
that.
That's good spin.
That's very non-plant-based.
That's good spin. He was on his game today.
On a Friday.
Yeah. or most running backs just get hurt.
No, he's like...
Derrick Henry, now that's why I thought of it because of Will. Derrick Henry is built to lead the league in carries.
Yeah, he's just...
He does it every year, and he's only had one injury, in one injured season. Saquon Barkley's played 16 games one time since his rookie year, and we're looking for 20-plus this year.
No, Saquon could get injured on the first touch of the game Monday. We're worrying about something that's totally out of our control.
No, it's not totally out.
Yes, it is.
Wait, hold on.
It absolutely is.
If you don't suit him up, he doesn't get hurt.
Well, right,
so it's someone in their control.
Well, do you want to do that?
No, I'm saying there's extremes to it.
Right. Well, so the point is, you do what it takes to win a football game, and you don't. The rest will sort itself out.
All right, we'll see. All right, guys. Speaking of sort itself out, I want to throw this out there because we had Scott on a few minutes ago. Scott Fransky was talking to us, and this weekend the Mets are coming in. We haven't seen the Mets in a long time. London was the last time we saw them. They stunk last time we saw them. And what's interesting about this series, obviously the Phillies can move closer to clinching the division. But Hugh, the Phillies actually have a huge say over the next 10 days on who gets the last playoff spot in the National League. It looks like it's coming down to the Braves and the Mets. And let's say the Phillies play really well against the Mets the next 10 days. You know what that means? The Braves are probably getting that last spot. They'll jump back over the Mets. If the Phillies struggle against the Mets or just maybe split these games or whatever, you know, it's going to go the other way. Like, if the Phillies struggle, it helps the Mets. If the Phillies play well, it helps the Braves. So here's my question to you. Who would you rather let in the playoffs, the Braves or the Mets? Because there's a chance we see that team at some point in the playoffs.
I would say just off the top, I would probably say the Mets. Even though, you know what's funny? Even though the Braves are more banged up, man, I ain't trying to see the Braves in the playoffs too many times, because it might be that one time when they are depleted as they are, that they figure it out. And the last time, like, not when they came here, but when we were down there.
Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
That was challenging. I'd rather see the Braves. The Braves just, I don't think they have it this year.
No, they don't. They got decimated with injuries.
They have. I mean, they start with Merrifield, the guys that were basically backups on other teams all season long. I'd rather see the Braves. I know there's like a, oh, you want to like poke the bear with Atlanta, because they've obviously been a tremendous team for many years now. I'd rather see them. The Mets have been red hot for the past 3 months, and I'd rather keep them out of the playoffs. Kyle, where do you come down on this? The Phillies have a real chance to, you know, decide who that last playoff team is. There's something 2011-ish about this, where the Phillies, the way they played down the stretch, it put the Cardinals in the playoffs.
Yep. So I know the Mets are hot, and the Braves are banged up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not afraid of the freaking Mets in the playoffs, dude. They don't have the pitching for it. And they're the Mets. I mean, we've seen the Braves win a World Series without their best player. Granted, I know they're a lot more banged up than they were in 2021. But, like, how many times can you play with fire in a postseason series and not get burnt?
That part.
Like, that worries me a little bit. Plus, the biggest thing I think we're all ignoring is they have the NL Cy Young winner on their team. In a five-game series, you want to run into Chris Sale twice? The Phillies 5 days off and they don't have their timing, that seems like a recipe for disaster. I'd much rather go up against Sean Manaea, who we've lit up in a postseason series before when he was with the Padres.
That was the Reese two-homer
game.
That's
right. Jose Quintana. Like, I would much rather go up against that than have to deal with seeing Chris Sale. And we couldn't even hit the Braves, like, third and fourth starters. So
yeah,
do I want to run into Sale twice and then run into
the
Swashbuckler?
The Swashbuckler.
I don't want to run into any of those guys. Like, that worries me.
But that lineup stinks these days.
The lineup, guess what the lineup did? The lineup that stunk when we were in Atlanta. And they still, and who was it?
Swashbuckler?
No, not Swashbuckler. The DH.
Oh. Ozuna.
Ozuna. Yeah. Man, come on. No, I ain't trying.
I know. Pitching wins in the postseason, man.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And we'll see him tonight. We'll see how this weekend plays out. The Mets every year a team is bad until June, and then they get hot. I'd rather keep the Mets out of the playoffs.
It's not going to be the Mets.
Probably not, but like, it was the Diamondbacks last year, it was the Phillies 2 years ago. I hate that team that's like, hey, they were bad, and then they were left for dead, and then they come back. I want the Mets nowhere near the postseason. Give me Atlanta. The Phillies have their number in October anyway. What are you guys afraid of the Braves for? Don't we?
Never lost a postseason series to the Braves. You know how I feel about history, man. Doesn't matter. One of these days is going to catch up to us.
Yeah, it's not against Whit Merrifield. You guys are wild. All right, let's talk to David Chester. What's up, Dave?
Hello, guys.
Hello, Dave.
Joe, you're driving me crazy today.
What did I do?
I'm just going to spit three things at you here. You ready?
Yes.
An undrafted running back pitched to a third-string tight end who threw the pass to a backed-up quarterback in the Super Bowl. We're talking about injuries. The coaches got to do their job, man. If he gets hurt, next man up. We faced the biggest adversity losing our quarterback and won the Super Bowl. And you're talking about Barkley, who's an amazing player. But on this offense, they all complement each other. If he had six touches on Friday night, you'd be screaming from the mountaintops. You don't pay $13 million to a running back to give him six.
You're right about that, Dave. I would. And I can't, I mean, what do you want me to do? You hit me with the Philly special. How am I supposed to retort to that?
That's tough.
You hit me with that,
Nick
Dave.
Nick Foles weekend, man.
Dave,
you lose.
You got me
Dave
on that. By the way, we're going to have Nick Foles on the pregame show Monday night. So I'm very excited for that.
So
Dave,
wait a minute. Does Nick Foles weekend start today? Because this is technically the weekend.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And it rolls through Monday? So what are the festivities that we're going to have? Are we going to have, like, drink specials somewhere or whatever?
Foles drink specials, Philly special. The Philly special will be the special. I don't know what that would consist of, but it'd be a heck of a drink. It's hard for me to argue with you on that, but I'd rather not lose Saquon and try to make up for it.
I would rather not lose him, too, but the point I was trying to make there, Joe, is this team is so
complementary to each other. Like AJ didn't go off, Devontae didn't go off, Dallas didn't even touch the ball. I mean, I'm curious to see what happens when Dotson finally gets behind the safety and no one's worried about him because everything underneath, and they got to respect Saquon. I mean, I get it. He's a wonderful player. He is one of the best players in the league, in my opinion. He's been since he's been out. He just was on a dreadful offense. But they're all going to complement each other. I don't think we got to worry about 26 touches a game. There might be games you only get 7 or 8 touches, and when you tally it all together, it'll all equal out right at the end of the day.
You're probably right, Dave. And if it does, Dave, we appreciate it. Then they're going to be fine. I just want to make sure they're careful. That's all. I'm just asking for careful, not scared. Careful.
He was playing with a pack of weenies, though, man.
I don't disagree.
They're in the press conferences.
They're weenies, yeah.
They're asking for not to boo them. Like
they're weenies.
You're doing booable things, though.
Yeah. when you do booable things, you get booed.
You're doing booable things.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Mets or Braves? Who would you rather see in the playoffs? I'd rather let the Braves in. I think they're not good this year. The Mets have been hot for a while. Phillies control a lot of this. Saquon Barkley, you're with me? Should they be careful with the usage, or are you with these guys either not worrying about it or obviously being scared about Jalen here? 215-592-9499 for your calls and a Q&A on a Friday. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back, call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
I get it. Go run. Let him run.
It's like the subliminal messaging. Yeah. So everyone agrees they got to run Saquon. Don't be careful. No, they should be careful. Of course they should. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh and A coming up in just a few minutes. Next hour, you know what we got to do. Guess the takes for week number 2 in the NFL. And I don't even know if this is an investigation. Something happened at WIP that we need to address.
It's a scandal.
That's a good word for it. A scandal at WIP we'll address on the air, unfiltered, coming up at 1:45. Andy in Deptford. Hey, Andy.
Fellas, we live. We hot. What's going on?
What's up, Friday, man?
How we doing, Andy?
Yo, before I get to NFL, what's up with the Sixers in Camden? That thing seems to be picking up some traction. What do you guys feel about that?
You're talking about moving to Camden
It feels like they're putting the pressure on the city to help them get something done here. I
don't think they're going to Camden, man.
I hope it's a bluff. Andy.
Why not? Hugh, why you hating on Camden?
I'm not hating on Camden.
Camden sucks.
No, come on, man.
Camden's different. Camden is different.
Well, I mean, they have the connection over there. Their practice facilities there. Yeah. I mean, I could see it's picking up steam.
It stinks. No one wants to go to Camden.
I want them to stay where they are. I don't leave them alone.
Yeah, but I think, well, boy, they lost the leases up, and it seems like, you know, they're trying to move them out of that stadium. I don't know.
Yeah, so, it feels like they're putting pressure to get it built in Center City, the arena they want.
Didn't the Eagles do that before, like when they were talking about years ago, potentially moving to L.A.?
At one point, it was Arizona. There was pressure.
Oh, it was Arizona. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was more an ownership thing. I don't think it was a stadium thing.
Well, I think it was. It was a part of that because it was like they wanted to build a new stadium.
Right.
And they were threatening to move if the city, you know, didn't do what they did.
I mean, most of the time it's bluffs, but then once in a while, you know, like Baltimore woke up and the Colts were, you know, on their way to Indianapolis. So, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, we could wake up and they're playing in Camden one day. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, bring them over the bridge. And as far as NFL, before I get to the Eagles, I mean, you look at that whole Tua situation. The NFL, they always try and preach player safety. But, I mean, all they're trying to get is more games with these guys. And then you look at Tua, I've never seen a player, even going back to 2022 when he had them first couple concussions, on the ground with those type of signs. Like, he's throwing up gang signs. Like, I never seen that in my life. Like, it's like, something's going on with that guy. And, you know, he's probably not going to protect himself. So at this point, it seems like somebody else may have to jump in and protect that. I mean, I know it's a little bit confusing with the contract that he just signed and all that money, but I think it's got to be health first. I mean, we all know it's a violent sport, but, you know, when you see him on the ground, it's laid out like that, and that wasn't even a violent hit, really. Like,
yeah, it's not that hard. I feel like You know, because I saw the same thing you did. I didn't see the severity of it when they were talking about he was in the fencing position.
Yeah, and he did that before when he got the couple years ago.
But I'm pretty sure that when he went in there and his family was talking to him, they were talking about his kids and stuff were in there, that he's at the point where that's going to have to be a real conversation. It has to be.
Yeah, man, because you look at Andrew Luck when he stepped away, and I think Andrew Luck was a way better quarterback.
He was. I agree with you. All right, what do you think about Saquon, Andy? Careful or no?
As far as Saquon, man, you got to let Saquon cook. We ain't bring him here to put handcuffs on him. I mean, you know, most games I don't foresee him getting that many touches, but, you know, that's just kind of how that game unfolded. You know what I'm saying? We got a big lead. We ran that four-minute offense, so we was trying to wear them down, eating up that clock, moving the chains. You know, so I think that game kind of warranted more carries with Saquon. And he was so effective, too, at the same time. So it's like, if he's getting 7-8 yards a pop, scoring 3 touchdowns, catching crazy catches out the backfield, it's like, we're not going to pump the brakes on that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the offense is so it's so layered to where that could be AJ next game, or that could be Smitty next game, where it's like, you know, we can come at you in waves. So I think it's a great problem to have, and I'm definitely not for putting the cuffs on them.
Well, it's a great problem to have. Andy, we appreciate it, because it means they have great players, and it means they have guys that could go off at any time. And this happened 2 years ago, first game of the season, Devontae didn't have a catch, and the end of the year with a ton of catches. So it will probably even out. I just want them to have it in mind. Be careful a little bit here, because if you're in the mode of, hey, we just got to play to win the game, like you do that 4 or 5 straight weeks, you don't even realize you wake up one day, and he's got half as touch as he ever had in his career. All right, before we go any further, we do it every Friday. It's time for a little Q&A here.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is UNA on 94 WIP.
Yes, and it is sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
All right, here's my Q&A question for you this
week. What you got?
Did you like primetime games, Monday night games, or did you feel like the week it like took forever to get to kickoff? Did you enjoy it?
I like the primetime games. And if you want me to tell you why, because I was from a small town, and I used to say this, and guys used to get a kick out of me before the game. I used to be like, everybody is watching the game. You're the only game in town. Remember that cheerleader that you tried to date in high school that never gave you the time of day?
She's watching this.
Guess who's watching that game? Do you know, and I used to say this, and Cash used to laugh, I used to say it in the huddle. Like, do you talk about the level of groupie love that you will get if you win this game tonight is going to be through the roof, because you are the only game that's playing. The beautiful part about being on Monday Night Football, man, was that the coach, and who else was watching? Sharon Plew. Remember the lady that fired me from McDonald's? She watched the Monday Night game, and when she saw me, she saw how successful I was. So that's the beauty of playing on Monday night. Everybody that thought you were going to be a nobody in life gets to see you out there winning football games.
That was a beautiful thing. Now I got to check this. I wonder if you had better statistics playing at night. I wonder if it kind of factored into your mind if you were a better player.
No, man,
because you had your interception
here,
at night game.
I tell you what, when I got here, the first time in 98, we played on Monday night, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, was the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they beat the brakes off of us. I'll never forget that. Because I remember Emmitt damn near tore my arm off when I was trying to make an arm tackle against Emmitt. And Larry Allen folded me like a cheap suit on the goal line. Never forget those two plays. But I remember that night because everybody and their mother was watching. And to be from Mansfield, Ohio, where I'm originally from, and to be able to say Hugh Douglas, Central State University, Mansfield, Ohio, to have my name on, man, that was a huge deal. That was a huge deal. So, yeah, Monday night is where it's at, man.
I like it. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to discuss here. 1 o'clock hour. We'll get all your phone calls up here. Should the Eagles be careful with the usage of Saquon Barkley? Plus, Micah Parsons, once again, inching closer to eventually becoming an Eagle. You got to hear what he said. Every time this guy talks with the Eagles, I feel like he wants to be here. We'll hear from Micah, your phone calls. Phillies, who do you want to play? Mets or Braves? Who are you letting in the playoffs? I'd rather let the Braves in. I don't consider them a threat at all. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.